Vayter in Shas for Gedushin Daf Pei, picking up on Ayintes and Mabez by the Baal and the Pei by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Mishah to Huvi Ishtel and Medina Siam. Let's say a guy goes to his wife, him and his wife, they go overseas. Ubahuvi Ishtel, Banam, they come a bunch of years later, they come back, the wife, the man, and their kids. Va'amar Isha Shah to see me, the Medina Siam. Hare Hizu, the woman that went out with me to the, you know, we moved to Spain. This is her. And not only that, but now these are her children. In other words, these are our kids. Everything's good and dandy. Ain Sar Chlavi Raya, Lo Alisha, Velo Banam. You have to bring a Raya on the son, on the woman or on the sons, Rasha, the children, the kids. Rasha Shahimi Uchesis, Shekfar Batku. Because it was already checked when she got married at the time of the marriage. We're talking about kids, little kids that are like crowding around her, that are all attached to her. You don't have to have Edom to go and bring Yichus for them. To say that these are actually good kids, we say that they're good. What happens if he comes back and doesn't have the wife anymore? Says, oh yeah, unfortunately she died, and these are the kids. Maybe Raya, Labanim, Vayna, maybe Raya, Isha. You have to bring a Raya on the kids. Rashi Shaiyu Bnei Osa Isha, Vayna Tzarcha Raya Ala Isha. Rashi Shaiyu Samiuchesis Lavisha Kfar Batku Acharia Kishenasa Kain. We already know that she was good when she had left. So now it's just a matter of making sure that these kids are actually her children. Next. What happens if someone comes along and he says, Isha Nasa Sibim, he comes back with another wife and he says, I married this woman overseas, this is her and this is her kids. And maybe Raya Isha Vain Raya ain't sorry, Clevi Raya. Allah Banu, we have to bring a Raya on the Isha, she's Miyuchas, because we never did that yet, but you don't have to bring on the kids. Rashi says, why her? She Miyuchas is Vain, maybe Raya Banim, Shari Kuchan Achreya, because they're wrapped up around her, right? Because they're with her, clear, it's her kids. Mesa Ve'ilu Banel, but you know, I married a woman overseas, she died, and these are her kids. Sarkla Viraya, Isha Vala Banim, you have to bring a Raya on the woman and on the kids, because we don't see him Kuchan on her because she's dead. Like we just said, like Rashi pointed out, all of them, these cases talking about, you have to bring around the kids, is when they are karuch, when they're literally wrapped up around her, they're walking with her and they love her and they see it's clear that these are her kids. Rashi says, it's a katani masnis and ain't sarch levi raya labanim, nidbakim etzla, they're all attached to her. Tanu rabba, na isha nasasi mevenina sayam. If a guy comes and he says, I married this woman overseas, this is her, these are the kids, mevi raya la isha vein sarch levi raya labanim. Mevi raya ala gedolim vein sarch levi raya ala katanim. You gotta bring a raya to the wife, but not on the kids, because like we said, they're karach on her. Mevi raya ala gedolim, you gotta bring a raya on the grown-up children, but not on the younger ones. What's out of there, because the older ones are not obviously karach on her. If we don't know, but Medvar, we're going to be talking about Isha Achas. This is talking about where he has one wife. He says, what? Let's say he says, he had two wives overseas, and one of them died, but he says that these kids are the ones that are from the kid. He says that these kids that right now are those of the wife that's alive who's with him. Maybe Raya Isha, maybe Vala Banim. Now he has to bring a raya about the woman and about the kids, about the older ones and about the younger ones. Why even the small ones? In this case, says Rashi, because afilu kruchim achare, even if they're karach after, because the shema b'nei shel chaverta hayu v'gadalson. Maybe these are really the kids of the other wife that had died, and they're just a rapping on her because, you know, she raised them. Now Zok the Gemara, Amar Eish Lakish. When we go back to the case of a regular person, we say, this guy, this is my wife, he goes overseas, comes back, this is my wife, these are the kids. You don't have to check the wife, you don't have to check the kids, right? That whole shtickle toit over there, don't check them because you already checked the kids, you don't have to because they're karech. How far does that go? Amar Eish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Machlokas, Rish Lakish, Rish Yochanan. Amar Eish Lakish, beep, turn the page. Lo Shanu Ela B'Kotche Gavul. This is only talking about the fact that we say that those kids that are wrapped up on her, that say that they're kids, in as much as say that they're allowed to have truma, says Rashi, disamchinan akruchin, and that's what we're talking about. These are talking about things allowed to be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, right? Bekotche ha-gavul, and that we said it's talking about things like truma and chala. Those are the things. So let's say the husband's a kohen, and we say these kids are considered miyuchas enough that they can have that. Ava b'yuchsin lo. But in reference to yichus, then no, we don't consider it that far. Rashi explains that im yesh bahen banos in yisus lekohanim. Now they're not just go and marry kohanim. Ad sheyavu raya sheim benoseh shelzur. Unless they bring a raya to the kids. Rav Yochanan Amar. I feel it be Yochsen. So Rishon just says only Truma. Yochsen says not even for Yochsen. Straight up, good to go. Says Rashi, Samchin and Chazaka, we're so much on the Chazaka that they're Karach, that they're attached there at the hip. So that's the Gemara. V'az Rabbi Yochanan Tamei Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own logic. D'amar Rabbi Chiya Barabba Rabbi Yochanan. Malkin ala Chazakos. We'll give Malkus on the idea of Chazaka. Rashi says that al davar sha'anu machzikim. On some of the ways we have Chazaka. Kane, that is the case. V'afilu ein edus b'davar even if there's no edus. That's how much we rely on this type of idea over here. This person who goes ahead and behaves a certain way, best of Chazaka, we will give Malkus. And what we're going to, Rashi says we're going to, well, we're going to see in a moment what exactly that is. Solklin v'surfin al Chazakus, and we'll even give Skila, and we will give Skila and Serefa on Chazakas. Well, v'ain surfin Truma al Chazakas, but we do not burn Truma because of Chazaka. Says Rashi, v'ain surfin Truma al Chazakas. Davashu tamim mituk chazaka, something that's tamim because of a chazaka. V'lo mituk shehu raya, not because we know for sure that this is the case, but mistama that that's the case. Then v'noga b'truma, and then they touch truma, we're not going to go and burn it. So let's say you have a kid, and this kid, you know, chazaka, this kid is tame. And then he goes and touches truma, we're not going to burn it. Kigon, tinok shehu stama muchsak tame, shemechapes pashpi, he's always checking the garbage, he's playing in the bin, in the rubbish. Then he goes such a truma, ain't surfing. We're not surfing. Elatolin, Kidmafarish, Taima, Kidamina, Hamid Isa al Cheskas Taira. We stand the east of the dough on the chazak of its taira. Ve'ilu hu mimiot tinokos shelo tipach. And maybe he's one of the ones that actually didn't touch the garbage. So let's break it down. Malkan al Chazakus Kirav Yehuda. We said three different things over here, right? What were the three things we said? We said number one that Malkan al Chazaka. Number two, we said Sokom Asafin al Chazaka. And number three, we said Ein Sarfin Chum al Chazaka. And I'll break them down. Number one, Malkan al Chazaka. This is Kirav Yehuda, Kirav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda. Huchzaka Nida Bishchinosea. If you have a woman who's Huchzak, established as a Nida, in the eyes of her neighbors, Rashi says, he hayom haisa mulubesh is big day nidosa. They used to wear clothing when they were in nida, so they saw that she was wearing that there's clothing over there. Then, even though we don't have a raya for sure, we don't know that she's in nida, she's wearing those clothing. Baila loka alem ishim nida, her husband will get malchus if he has attachment with her because of this, because of the of nida. That's number one, Malkin. Sokla v'sofen al chazakos kidarabad by Rav Huna. Rav Yochanan is all three dinim over here, right? And he says that Sokum Sarfin will give skill and Srefa like Rabba Bar Huna. Dama Rabba Bar Huna, Ish v'Isha, Tinok v'Tinoke, Sheigdilu b'soch habayis. Let's say you have a man and a woman, a boy and a girl, young boy and young girl, who grew up, who lived them in their house. Rashi says, Becheska shehi ishto, it's Chazaka, this is his wife, the Ehil b'nam. These are his kids. They ain't on the Akirim behem, the Eidus Gemura, but like most cases, you know, you have your neighbor, you look at your neighbor. So yeah, is his husband and wife, like, yeah, we had a baby. You weren't there, you didn't watch it, you didn't witness it, but you get the idea that this is a family. The skullim ze al zeb and some ze al zeb. They get killed, stoned, or is burned through one of them. Meaning to say, what's the case over here? Let's say if the boy has a relationship with a woman, then they're going to be skila, which is when you have a mother and a son, as she says, imba ben ala isha. Niskal ben ala mishum baal imo v'hi alav v'nisaf mazel zeh and baal ish ala bas the bito b'sreifa, right? Because we say assuming this is mother and therefore that chazakas we're going to burn or do skila for. The Gemara now is going to tell us a little bit of story time where this happened. Don't mishum b'pasim mishum b'levi mishum b'kapara ma'isa story time be'isha shavas yishlaim b'tinuk mor kavala k'sefo. There was this woman shod b'yishlaim and she had this kid that was riding on her shoulders. Right, she's becheskas benatz because look, it's her son. V'hig dilaso. And she raised him. Rashi says, again, we're assuming this is a kid. Ubala, then he gets old enough, and now she attaches with him. He attaches with her. They reveal the Beis Din, they brought him to Beis Din, Uskalim, and they stone them. Loba b'nei shebuna vadai, el b'nei shekar chachriya. Ach, yeah, not because for sure, vadai, we saw Edom watching the birth and watching everything, but rather because, you know, you raise it as a ches, because this is the kid. And that's how far we'll go. Okay, number three, v'ein sarf and shuma l'chazakas, but we will not burn shuma because of a chazaka. And now what's going on? What? Let's see, folks, what this means. Damer Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Sorfen el Chazakos. We go ahead and we are Soref. We will go ahead and we'll burn because of chazakas. Rav Yochanan Amar ain't sarfin. Says no, we don't burn because of chazakas. Right? We will not do such a thing. That's what Rav Yochanan argues. V'azal tamayu. Each one goes according to their logic. Rish Lakish Rav Yochanan. The Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah in Tyros. That, let's say, Tinok Shinim Shabbatzad Isha Batzak Biyoto, you have this kid who's found next to dough, and there's a piece of dough in his hand. Rabbi Meir Mitayer, Rabbi Meir will go and be Mitayer. And we'll explain what that means. Chamim Mitamin, Mipnei Shidakos Shatinok Tapech. The Mitamin is the way of a kid to go hang out, Rashi says, Bishratzim and Nevel Shabbat Ashba. He likes to, you know, like to climb into the garbage. I don't know where exactly this kid's parents are, but he's hanging out over there and he's getting all dirty over there. Lavin on bond. We asked a question about this. My time is Rabbi Meir. What's Pshat Rabbi Meir? Why is he mitired this dough? We don't know the kids are going ahead and they're hanging out in the garbage. Kasalva Rov Tinokos Mitabchin and Miotain Mitabchin. And he says, we say that in Echinami, most of the kids, they're hanging out in the garbage, and minority of them are not in the garbage. The Isa, Becheskas Tyra Omedes. The dough that he's holding is a cheskes tyra, right? It's tahor. There's no reason to think that it isn't tahor before this, at least. So we do a little move over here. And what do we do? Usmoch niyuta lechazaka israel ruba. Bring in the miut of kids who don't hang out in the garbage. Bring that next to the chazaka of the dough that's tahor. And now israel ruba. We've just weakened this idea called rov. Rashi says, "Smoch miyuta de ein mitabchin lechazaka de isa." Go ahead and bring the miyuta of ein mitabchin to the chazaka of isa. The iser ruba de mitabchin, and now you've weakened the rov of mitabchin. Dil Rabbi Meir lo batel miyuta legamre. Rabbi Meir says you don't get rid of the miyut entirely. De shaminu lein mizachznida de chay shel miyuta. Meir is of the opinion that we worry about the miyut. Hilkach ben makomo omed, it stands in this place. V'chi mishkach midi litzrufi b'hediyah mitzayif. We have something you can mitzayif it. We do. That's why he says that the dough should be fine. V'rabbanan miyuta command the lesser dummy. But according to Rabbanan, they say the miyot is like it doesn't even exist. Rashi says the batale, it's batale legabi ruba. V'rabbanan letamayu de lo chay shel miyuta. And the same go over there and need the flamed base. They're not chosh, they don't worry, chayish, they're not chosh for the miyot. And therefore, we have this machlokus over here. Ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif. That is that if you have a head-to-head between rov and chazaka, rov wins. So that's why rov, we say that our kids are in the trash and therefore touching shratzim. Therefore, it's going to damim mitayim the chazaka of the dough. That's a powerful statement there. Amar Shlakim Shum Rabbi Hoshaya, Zu hi shesarfin olea es truma. This is the type of chazaka that we would go ahead and we would burn truma. That's Rish Lakish is saying in Rabbi Hoshaya. V'Rav Yochanan, Rabbi Rashi Zu hi shesarfin olea es truma. Chazaka shesarfin olea es truma. Chazakas cheskas tinokos mechzikin letafich shesarfin olea truma. The high mitamin de kamir rabban and list of kamir means to go and to burn it. Rav Yochanan Amar ein zu chazaka shesarfin alea teruma. He says not. Rashi says v'chi amir rabban and litlos kamir. It means litlos. You just told in it, right? So when they say the dough is tamid, they mean that you can't eat it, but you're also not allowed to burn it because we have a suffix. Really, there is a little bit of suffix left over here about whether it really is tamir or it's not tamir. It's not tamir. You're not allowed to burn it. Ela izu chazaka l'Rabbi Yochanan. What would be a chazaka for Rabbi Yochanan? Shesarfin alas truma. The taka you would be serf it, right? Because we this whole thing was just to bring out that third point over here that we're not serf the truma, right? So now says Gemara, what would be the case if you would? Kedetanan. This is a chazaka that we learned in a. We got a vav in the scene. Kedetanya. Switch it to a brisa, like we learned in a brisa. That Isa besocha bayis, if there's dough in a house, shratzim mitzvardim mitablim sham, and you have all these types of animals that are hanging out over there. You got shratzim, you got svardim, frogs.
but the dough is not alone. What else is there? You have these shratzim, and you have tzvardim, like frogs, that Rashi says, shratzim tzav, it's like a turtle, adomen litzvardeya, hatzav tamei, vetzvardeya tahor. Mitaflim, sham, osim nifulim, nifulim, chatichos, chatichos, means that their bodies are like, they're like shedding limbs, they're like falling off all over the place. Ushotzim, tzvardeya, mitaflim, sham, v'nimsa chatichos v'isa, and then you find pieces in the dough, and we don't know whether it's coming from the sheretz, which is tamei, or from the frog, which is not tamei. Rashi says that, like we just said, ve'en yadu'a, we simply don't know. We don't know. Im shel shratzim or shel tzvardim, we don't know which one's coming from. Im rov shratzim, tameyav. Im rov tzvardim, tahora. If most of the stuff of the house is filled up with shratzim, then it's going to be tamei. All right, we're going to go by the rov. Im rov tzvardim, tahora. Not tzvardim, you racist. Tzvardim, froggies. If most of them are frogs, then it's going to become tahor. Right, so if Yochanan will be maskim, that in such a case, truma would be burnt if it ends up being the opposite way. Rashi says, "Im abayis muchzak lil shratzim mitzuyin sham yosem itzvardim." Then tamei af lisaref the chazaka veruba the isa kamanu of because of chazaka and rov of alahi the tinok. The case of the tinok is ruba the lesser kamanu. It's the majority that's not in front of us. Im rov tzvardim Torah, then it's going to be tahor. Tanya kavasei the Rav Yochanan, the Rav Yochanan. Remember Yochanan talked about the fact that if you have a kid that goes and touches a dough, that it's going to become tame, but you mean you can't eat it, but you're not allowed to burn it. Tanya kavasei the Rav Yochanan. Shnei dvarim ein bahem das lishol. There are two things that don't have the ability to be asked. They don't have the intelligence to be able to ask them straight up. Ba'asom chachamim kemoshi yish b'em das lishol. But the chachamim made it as if they do have the das. Rashi says, v'kaim alon b'rishus ha-yachid sveiko tamei. We know that safek tamei b'rishus ha-yachid is tamei. The b'davar she'en bo das lishol. It's only something you can't ask, kaim alon. Da'filu b'rishus ha-yachid sveiko tahor. That trap was totally off. Let's try it again. V'kaim alon b'rishus ha-yachid sveiko tamei. The bedaver she'ein bo das lishal kaimel lefi b'shus hayachid sveiko tahor. In a situation we're not able to ask, when we say suffik tamei b'shus hayachid, he's also still going to remain tahor. So we find that there are two things that they don't have das to ask, and that's the case over here. If you don't have das to ask, then it's just suffik b'shus hayachid is going to become tahor. It's going to be tahor. But the chachamim made two cases that even though you can't ask, as if you can ask, and therefore suffik b'shus hayachid will be tamei. A tinok, a child, hadarman. That's the case which we already said. In the case of a small kid, he's standing by the dough. We would say sveiko b'rishus hayachid, if we can't ask, should be tahor. But in this case, we're going to say tame, because the majority is, it's very clear that that's the nature and the norm is that the kid's going to be doing that. V'od acheres mai. What is another case talking about over here? Isa b'socha bayis. We're talking about there's dough, the truma dough that's in a house. V'tarnagolim umashkim tameim sham. And we have over there chickens and tamei liquid that's in the house. Okay, well, what does that have to do? What in the world? How does that impact anything? Well, some pretty crazy stuff starts happening. V'nimtzu, beep, turn the page. Pei amud beis. Nikurim b'isa. You find these holes, like peck marks in the dough. And we say tolin lo ochlin velo sarfin. We're told that we keep it hanging. It's suspended about it. We don't eat it and we don't burn it. Says Rashi, tolin im isa zu shel truma chashinin shema shasu atarnagol mimaskim atmeim. Maybe the chickens drank from that tummy liquid there. And then of odamaske tupach b'chartumei, and while it's still in their beaks, Nikru beisa, they started to nikru beisa, started to peck at the isa, at the dough. Umid ka'amar shnei devarim halalu asam kamishi yesh bo das lishol. For the fact that these are considered like they have das to be asked. V'shaninu ba'achas man tolen mechlad the tinok tolen, and we said it's tolen mechlad the case of the tinok also is going to be tolen. It's tame, but it's not burnt. Now break this down a little. Amar b'shul ben Levi lo shanu ela b'mashkan levanim. This price is only talking about a case where the tame liquid is white. Right, because in that case, it could be they took from it the tummy stuff, and then it went on to it started pecking at the dough, and we don't know because it was clear. Avav maskim adumim, but if it's red liquid, and then these peck marks over there, then it's going to stay tahor. Why? Im isa denakir made the idea, because if it would be that they pecked at the dough while the liquid was still there, it would be clear because we see the red over there, and therefore we wouldn't be worried about it. Says the Gemara, v'doma balat sinhu isa. Maybe the dough absorbed it and sucked it up, in which case you don't have rye, and even by red it shouldn't be okay. Amar Yochanan says, davar zeh shama baribi perusha lo shama. Davar zeh shama baribi, the great person, Rashi says that's gadol ador, and that's talking about Yeshua ben Levi, the great one hear this comment of, did you hear, Yeshua ben Levi, did you hear this comment that's qualifying it, that the Braisa isn't talking about red, but you didn't hear the way that it's explained? No, lo shanu ela b'mashkim tzlulin. They thought this Braisa, that the dough was going to be tameh, even, lo shanu ela b'mashkim tzlulin, even in the case, Pardon. When is it true that they're going to say that red liquids are also going to be tummy in the dough? That is lo shanu ela b'mashkin tzlulin, where it is clear. It's red, but it's clear to the extent shebabua shaltinuk nikerba. The reflection of the face of a kid can be recognized in it. Rashi says, the mus cluster panov. Aval mashkim achura lo, but not if it's something which is very thick and like a cloudy type stuff. If it's something which is like a clear red, then it can get absorbed in. But if it's a thick red, a cloudy type red, then the dough is not going to become tummy because it's not going to be absorbed, and full stop. Okay, folks, now we're heading to the final stretch, jumping into the famous sugyas of Yichud. Zok the Heilige, Heilige, Heilige Mishnah. Lo yisachid adam b'shtei nashim, a man is not allowed to be in Yichud with two women. Rashi says, b'pnei shedaitin kala, because their das is light to shteim, nochos lispatos, they can be seduced, v'lo sira luzu mechaverta, sha'afi tasa kamosa, and they're not worried about their friend because they're going to do like one another. So you can't have one man alone with two women. V'lo yishachas m'siachedesim shtei nashim, one woman can be with two men, sha'echad bosh mechaver, because men don't like to get jiggy with it in front of another man. Rabbi Shimon says, "Af ish echad misyachid mishtei nashim." No, you're allowed to even have one man with two women. Bizman sheish toima. When is that true? When his wife is with him. Yashim imam bepunduki. When they're in the hotel together. Mipnei sheish to mishamarta, because our wife will watch over and make sure nothing happens over there. Misyachid adam imimo vimbito. Man's allowed to be a yichud with his mama and with his bito, with his daughter. Rashi says, "Time of mafarish gemara." The gemara is going to explain what that is. Yashin imam bekir basar. He's even allowed to sleep with them bekir basar. Rashi explains, "A ben imimo of a son with his mother, but odo katon when they're little." Comment: the yashin imam bekir basar can mafarish ba'azo, like even without necessary clothing. Vimigdilu, but when they get older, Rashi says, "V'chein abasim avia." But then. Bode Katana, the Migdila, and once the sun grows up, then the Zuri Shana Miksusa, this one is to sleep in their clothing, Vizay Shana Miksusa, and this is to sleep in their own clothing. They're allowed to sleep next to each other, but it can't be with her body touching. And like we said, Rashi says, Vachina Basa Mavia, Bode Katana, he's allowed to be with her, sleep with her in the same bed, even care of Basa, and unless she gets older, you got to be dressed. My Taima, what is Pshat? And we say a man is not allowed to be with two women, but one woman is allowed to be with two men, says Rashi. What's the difference between men and women? I thought men and women are the same. However, the Gemara Tana Deber Elio, Hol v'noshim daitin kal salim, since they're dasar kal, Rashi says v'shteim nochos l'spatos, we start Rashi, and both of them will be seduced one to the next, and therefore we're worried if one man with two women, the women are making a fault to do something they shouldn't be doing. Minonimi, where do we know this idea? We try to find a makor, the iser of yichud. How do you have a remez in the Torah? This is a whole discussion. Mishon machlos mishon, whether it's deraisa, derabanan, and the whole thing. But at least a remez liyichud min haTorah. Where do we have it from? Shenemar, as the pasuk says, ki yisizcha achicha ben imecha. This pasuk in Devarim is talking about where you have people, one that's trying to influence another to go and be involved with the avodah zarah. If your brother, the son of your mother, all right, so it's your half brother, shall instigate you, saying, "Hey, let's go do avodah. Let's get involved with some avodah zarah. What you say, boy?" V'chi ben
Aim Mesis Ben Av Enomesis? What is it? Only the brother who's the son of your mother. Why does it say Ki Siska Achicha Ben Imecha? Why can't it say your half brother from your father? Chi Ben Aim Mesis Ben Av Enomesis? So why is doing that? El Lomelcha Ben Misyached Im Imo. A son could be alone with his mother. Va'asil Siached Im Kol Arayus Sheba Torah. But it's also going to be with any Arayus in the Torah. Says Rashi, Ella Lahachinaka Kra Ben Imecha. Lomar, Shaben Matsoi Eitzel Ha'im. The boy is hanging out with his mom, and that's not a problem. So you see, a Ben, why am I worried about my mother's other son, my half brother? I'm not worried about my father's one? Of course I am also, but the point is coming to point out to show you that I will be hanging out with my mother, and then that boy will be over there. So you see, a Ben Mizachimimo, but also a Sachim Kol Arash of the Torah, but it's also to be with all the Aras in the Torah Kadosha. Now, Pashta Dikra, the Bamaik Sif. What's the Pashup shot of the Pasuk over here? Why does the Torah say, particularly, the maternal brother? Amar Abai, Lomi Boy, come. I said, Lomi Boy. Lomi Boy, Ben Av de Sonile. Obviously, we wouldn't even have to say the case of the son of the father that they don't like each other, right? He doesn't like him. Why doesn't he like him? Because they have an issue when it comes to Yichos. And I didn't mean Seichas, of Yerusha. And if I have a brother from a father, that's where Yerusha is going to be in conflict over there. And therefore, they're going to give bad advice one to the next in order to mess them over. Ben Aim, the low son, even the mother's son, in other words, the half brother from the mother, brother from the same mother, but from a different father. You may think that maybe you can go, he'll listen to him. You should listen to him. Kamash Malan, he comes to say, be careful with him too. Don't let him bring you astray into Avodah Zarah. That's just push up shot of what's going on over there. Let's say the Mishnah doesn't go with Abishol. That we said over there, that it says that two women with one man. You're not allowed to have two women with one man. That's what the Mishnah says, right? But it seems to be not like Abishol. The Tanya learned on a Braisa. If a... Says Rashi, Vlad Shemes, this baby dies, but within 30 days. Ein tzarich lechabdo b'mosa lohotzi lekavura lo b'mita v'lo b'kliva ela b'cheik. You don't have to go and do a whole ceremony over there and bring in some sort of coffin or in a box, but rather what do you do? You just carry the baby out. Rachmana litzlan. Kol shoshim yom yosei b'cheik. V'nikbar b'isha v'achas u'shnei anashim. And the baby's buried by one woman and two men. Meaning to say, you don't have to have a whole procession that's following, even just three people. As the Rashi says, v'ein tzarich rabin lavos al gimel. Aval lo be'ish echel shnei nashim. You can only have it with two men and one woman, but not with one man and two women. Well, that's a no-no. Rashi's mishum yichud shelo hayu batei kfaros smuchin le'ir. The cemeteries were outside of the town. Abashol Amar says api shechel shnei nashim. Even with one man and two women, seemingly against our mishnah. So it can't be our mishnah. Says we know afil tema abashol. You can even say our mishnah goes according to abashol. But shas aninus tefir yitzvei. But at the time of mourning, the Yetzer is broken. Switch the tougher shin and shove it. It's like it's a broken, and therefore we're not worried that something's going to happen over there. Although generally speaking, normally you wouldn't be able to do such a thing. V'rabbanan, they don't agree. Sabri look of Yitzhak, the Amar of Yitzhak, ma yisonin adam chai gever al chata. For what shall a living man mourn, a strong man for his sins? Pasuk in Eicha. Even in the time of mourning, Yitzhar Maskabra love, Yitzhar is very powerful, and we go over him. Therefore, they're going to say, even in that matzav, it was not allowed to be one man and two women. Va'aba Shaul, he says you're allowed to do it because the Yitzhar is held down. Kiksiv hahu, b'misraim amidos of ksiv. And what is that pasuk referencing? What's it talking about? It's talking about a person who's complaining against Hashem about what happened to him, right? He's complaining about things that happened to him. He's going through hard times. That's just Al-Kor Sof, Hakor So-So. V'hochi Kamar. And this is what it means to say. Ma Yisraim Al-Midosof. What right can a man complain about what happened to him? Rashi says, what a powerful line over here. Lami Yisonin Adam Chai. The person was alive. What is he complaining about? Lami Yisraim Adam Al-Kor Sof, love all the things that happened. Acher Kol HaChesed Shani Yosef, all the kindness I do for him. She says, Sati Al-Kham, I gave him life. V'losei love me, so I didn't give him death. He's translating the word Yisonin not as mourning, but rather as complaining. Amazing thought process, a person to think about whatever you're going through, but you're still alive.
That's an incredible chesed. Like, stop focusing on all the facts of the bad, quote-unquote, the uncomfortable things, and start focusing on the fact that you're still alive, which in and of itself is the greatest chesed that ever could have been, could happen to you. And now we read the full line. My Yisrael Mamidosav, what right does he have to complain about what happened to him? Chigavar al chatov, what did he, like, rule over his sins? Rashi says, shalo chatali, ubetzitkasa hu chai betmiya. You think, like, he's living because of how good he's doing? He's done a lot of bad things. Dayo chayim shenesatil, it's enough for the life that I continue to give to him. Which basically tells us that, yes, the Yitzhahara of a person is subdued during those times, and therefore, like Abba Shaul is saying, it should be okay, so other but not let it. They're masking him, that the Yitzhahara wouldn't be ruling over there, and really it should be okay that you have, you know, tav your Yitzhahara, it's broken, and you should be allowed to have one man and two women going to bury. But Im Kol Zeh, he say it's no good. Why? Because we're worried about a story that happened. What's the story that happened? There was a woman who wanted to be with these men. There was a woman who wanted to be with a man. So what did she do? She brought a baby, Ki'ilu, the baby was dead, out to the cemetery in order to go ahead and to be with a man. That's what ended up happening. As Rashi points out, the storyline, the Verabon and Afilu Tvir Yitzrek, the government Yish Lachash, Pamim Shein Sham Anino, says no Aninos over there. Vosan Atzvaki Ilu no Sentinach Mesis, like they're carrying a dead baby, Vyotzin Laver to go to Ver, Ki Agovda, like the story happened. Dehava Uvda, is how we switched it. To go and bury. And therefore, we lecham say, you're right in Chinami, but because of that, we don't allow these things to happen. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.